When the Trump administration canceled environmental justice grants nationwide, many local organizations lost millions due to these cuts in North Carolina, widely recognized as the birthplace of the environmental justice movement. Kanaya Davis looks at where some of them are now.
Dorothy Darr is the executive director of the Southwest Renewal Foundation of High Point, one of many North Carolina organizations that's been impacted by the cuts. Darr believes the Trump administration is sending a clear message to organizations championing environmental justice.
Well, the message is I don't want to help you. And we were termed by our local senator, state senator, as, oh, you're just a DEI project.
DEI, as in diversity, equity, and inclusion, a main reason why the Environmental Protection Agency said they canceled hundreds of funding requests. Southwest Renewal planned to use its $18.5 million EPA grant to improve water quality and plant more trees in High Point. But some plans, like removing lead pipes from local schools, took a detour when the EPA canceled their grant in May. Darr says the decision was devastating.
It was a real sense of betrayal.
Mother-daughter duo Sonia and LaMisha Whittington had similar sentiments when their nonprofit's $20 million EPA grant was also canceled. The Whittingtons are the founders of Democracy Green, a Wake County-based grassroots organization committed to seeking environmental justice for marginalized communities. LaMisha says she and her mother joined the environmental justice movement after witnessing Hurricane Katrina devastate Black and brown communities in 2005.
We know that our communities have been historically underinvested, having lack of government response. So all this intersection, we knew that it was only a matter of time before we saw this worsen for communities like ours.
When Hurricane Florence hit North Carolina in 2018, LaMisha says their work intensified.
Those community members that we had been in relationship with, the youth that we were doing programs with, their families, they actually began to call us on like Facebook, like the Facebook Messenger call us. And they were like, hey, we actually need your help to evacuate.
After Florence, Democracy Green continued to expand their operations to community education workshops, statewide tours, and more. In 2022, LaMisha says they launched Clean Water is Safe Water, a statewide program aimed at addressing water contamination.
We go in, train people, test their water sources, come back, teach them what their water tests state, and then we go into providing that mitigation, remediation service.
The Whittingtons plan to use the now-canceled $20 million grant to expand Clean Water is Safe Water programming to Brunswick County. The county is known for its prevalent Gullah Geechee culture and unincorporated communities. Serving areas like these is very important to the Whittingtons as Afro-Indigenous people. Although their EPA grant was canceled, LaMisha's mother, Sonia, says Democracy Green is still running its program across the state while also taking legal action against the EPA, among others.
Well, we're going to fight this. We're going to hold on.
While they said they can't comment on any pending litigation, another organization in the Triangle may be looking at a similar fight after its $3 million EPA grant was also canceled. MDC Incorporated is a Durham-based nonprofit aimed at advancing economic and environmental equity. It spent months partnering with the local Hispanic Federation to boost Latino participation in Eastern North Carolina's environmental politics. The Hispanic Federation's North Carolina director, Larisa Garcon, says this initiative combats years of exclusion.
Historically, Latino communities have not been sitting on the table with decision makers when it comes to environmental issues.
The $3 million EPA grant was supposed to help fund a project that the two organizations hope will solve this issue.
The idea really for this project was that we didn't want leaders and nonprofits who are Latino-led to continue to work in silos. We wanted to make sure that we could create a bridge between them and local and state government.
Still, Paul Yanapa, MDC's partnership manager, says the project will continue without the grant.
And the momentum's still going, but it has happened due to a lot of the community support.
Kanaya Davis, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.